There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Life in Gaza. Life in Gaza now. I welcome Joseph Browdy. He is the president of the Center for Peace Communications, which is a nonprofit in New York. Most importantly, he's the producer, the guru of a new series of short animated clips. They look like cartoons about life in Gaza, life in the part of the world right now that is often in conflict and very difficult to understand from the outside. So these are conversations from the inside. Joseph, I welcome you. I have not had an opportunity or the pleasure of viewing these animated clips, so please present what it is that your mission was and how satisfied you are of the result. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me. The purpose of this project, which we call Whispered in Gaza, was to break the communications blockade that Hamas has imposed on the people of Gaza. If you look at Palestinian opinion surveys, whether within the territory or overseas, they consistently show that Gazans don't like Hamas. They are being mistreated, used, repressed, stolen from, and they blame Hamas for the wars that have happened, for years now, for starting wars it can't win and hiding in bunkers and leaving civilians to suffer casualties. So the problem is they can't say that in front of a TV camera without being arrested or worse. We wanted to figure out how to break that blockade. And so what we did was to, over a longish period of time, discreetly interview dozens and dozens of Gazans who are current residents of the Gaza Strip, and then take the material, and in order to protect them, rather than simply show it as is, we hired a team of animators to depict the stories they tell in a creative and quite beautiful way. And we altered their voices using technology, so it's not altogether easy to identify them. And we created a cartoon series called Whispered in Gaza. Now, we wanted to make sure it reached a global audience. We can get into the different parts of the world and why. But so we translated it into not only from Arabic into English, French, Spanish, and Portuguese, but also Farsi, as well as Hebrew. And we signed content sharing agreements with media outlets on four continents, including Al Arabiya, which is Saudi Arabia's flagship media outlet, which together with the Times of Israel in English and Arabic, InfoBay in Spanish, Record TV in Portuguese, and so on, is releasing these videos once a week for 3 Mondays in a row.
Malcolm?
That's a really, it's an amazing project, and it can't have been easy getting people to talk. What ultimately gave them the confidence to be able to share the reports on their predicament? We have seen the studies, and you and I, we've discussed this over the years, done by various institutions showing the level of discontent rising all the time. But has something changed? Do people really feel that the level of oppression is such that they're willing to risk all to expose it?
Well, Malcolm, as you know, in 2019, about 1,000 Gazans waged street demonstrations against Hamas in the movement they called We Want to Live, which is basically what they feel their struggle is about. And so there are very, very brave Gazans who are willing to take great risk because the brutality with which that demonstration was suppressed is just appalling. So what we offered, and we enjoy in the region a reputation for standing by our friends, We offered the discretion of doing interviews with the commitment that we would not show voices and that we would not show faces and that we would alter voices. And so these brave men and women took us up on it. At the end of every interview, we said thank you. And it was rather uncanny that nearly all of them responded with a variation of the same answer. They said, "I only hope my voice will be heard." And that's why they're doing it. That's why they took to the streets. That's why some of them, by their own account, went to jail, struggling to tell their story and not succeeding because Hamas knows how to clamp down on social media. So we offered them an opportunity to circumvent all of those blockades and ensure that seven languages, that what they said was accessible in seven languages around the world. And so they took us up on it.
Joseph, if I understand the technology, masking a voice is straightforward. It's routinely done everywhere now. However, are you satisfied these very, very brave people are secure? And are they aware at the scale of risk that they've taken given this wide audience?
Well, we are seeing that Hamas is not altogether happy with this phenomenon. We have done everything that we could to proceed in this project in a way that is careful, guarded, and moral. We obviously have incurred some risk, and our friends in Gaza have incurred risk, all with open eyes. Obviously, the details and what details become public is sort of a judgment call that relates to the issue of risk. But what I will say, because we have been public about it, is that Hamas has been trying to take down our distribution platforms through organized bot attacks that began a few days ago. We were fortunate that with help from friends and thanks to God, so far our defenses have been adequate to keep the distribution platforms up. And we continue to pray for success in making it to the last installment in this series.
We have a couple of minutes, Malcolm.
So do you see any possibility or combination of events that could lead to ousting Hamas in Gaza? We know that what you predicted and posited the people to believe, and you predicted this some time ago to us in our earlier discussions, but is there any path that you can see today that would lead to Hamas? We know it may not be a great democracy afterwards, but certainly better than what is with this terrorist regime.
There is a path, Malcolm. I think it's very complicated, and a lot. There are many different moving parts to it, but the bottom line is that there are people in Gaza who want a different future, who are talented and smart and capable. And if their aspirations are nurtured, how you do that is a complicated issue, by the international community, I believe that a better future is possible in Gaza.
Joseph, are these available if people who are listening now want to go find them? Can you direct people to how they can view them? We just have
about
a minute. Go ahead.
Absolutely. First of all, our website has a page, which is peacecoms.org/Gaza, COMMS. And obviously, if you Google Whispered in Gaza, you're going to find it everywhere. But our landing page for it is peacecoms.org/Gaza.
And you are the Center for Peace Communications. Is the link on your website as well?
Yes. On the homepage, peacecoms.org, if you scroll down to the middle, you'll see a banner that says Whispered in Gaza, and it takes you to that dedicated page.
Joseph Brody is the president of the Center for Peace Communications and the producer, the guru, the presenter of Whispered in Gaza, short animated clips, 25 videos. The speakers are real. The illustrations are magical. This is CBS Eye on the World with Malcolm Homeline. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.